This is your home for sports talk with Bill Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM.
The Team.
That's a three-run shot to straightaway center. Yordan Alvarez puts three on the board, and it's 3-0 Houston.
This is a good draft. This is a good draft. We all know the old deal. We'll wait and see how it plays.
This is your all sports station for East Texas.
92.1 FM.
The Team.
Well, at least the Astros can hit, and Jerry thinks the Cowboys did good. What do you think? Good afternoon, everybody. Bill and Kevin, we're in the Monsieur Law Firm studio on 92.1 FM, The Team.
And he swings, hits a dribbler, third base side, tough chance. Jackson barehands, throws wild, and throws it down the right field line. Ramos on his way to second base, and he will turn for third. Here's the long throw to third. He's safe at third. The ball gets away. He's headed for the plate, and he scores without a throw. And the Giants have won it on a walk-off Little League home run on a dribbler that went about 45 feet between the mound and the third baseline. The Giants win the ball game. The Giants have won it 3-2. Kids, don't try this at home.
All right, Kevin and I have both raised boys, okay?
Yep.
And so we've had boys play Little League baseball.
We have.
I had two, you had two.
Yep.
A daughter played softball.
Good.
Okay?
That's right, I remember.
So I've seen all that. And the last time I saw something like that happen was at Golden Road in Tyler.
Yeah.
When my son was about 10 years old. That's the last time I saw something. Yeah.
At Little League
ballpark. Yeah, saw it at Little League ballpark. The Rangers brought it to life yesterday. In the bottom of the ninth inning in a game against the San Francisco Giants that counted the Major League standings.
Yeah.
A 2-2 game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Thank you.
That's not good for the Rangers. Has it been so far this season? You knew they were going to blow that game. You just didn't know they were going to blow it like that.
But they made a couple of – Dolis Garcia made a big-time diving catch earlier in the game.
A great catch, yeah. But you knew they were going to blow that game because that's how it's been going. They're lost. Last three losses were, walk-offs in the bottom of the ninth inning.
So, to recap, okay, I think his name is Ramos. Is that right?
That sounds good.
Luke Jackson's pitching, throws him a sinker. Guy hits a bouncer in the infield.
Yeah,
that's what you want, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what you want.
So, Luke Jackson feels the ball, and he's kind of falling backwards, and he decides, well, hell with it. I'm going to throw it anyway.
Instead of swallowing the football.
Didn't work out too well.
The ball, rather.
So, he buzzed that thing past Jake Berger at first base down the right field. That's a big league ballpark. Generally, a lot of room. Mm-hmm. This ain't like, some little league ballpark where the fences are close,
that's
okay?
Right.
So, this thing goes down in the right field corner. Takes a bad hop. So, the runner, who paused briefly at second, decides,
stop. Yeah.
Hey, I can make three. I can make get two bases out of this, and I'm at third with nobody out. We're going to win this game. Well, it didn't quite work out that way. Berger grabs the ball, and he said he could feel the hair stand on, his head didn't want to act like his hair was on fire. Yeah. Only problem is Jake's bald, okay, as a cue ball.
Right.
I think that was his quote. He didn't want to act like his hair was on fire. Well, he kind of did. Grabs the ball, and he decides, I can gun this dude down at third. I got Josh Smith over there. I'll just throw him out.
Yeah, it's just too bad decisions.
We'll get the out the hard way after all. Well, not so much. It's a long throw, and it goes wide of the bag at third. And what happens? All the way home, baby.
Come on, man.
So the Rangers made two throwing errors.
Yeah.
Little League home run. I got to give those announcers credit. I wouldn't have thought to call it that.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing Major League Baseball, and I'm not. I would not have thought to call it that.
It was a Little League home run.
Yes.
They just throw it all around the ballpark.
Throw it all around the ballpark. Like I said, I'm telling you, the last time I saw that play happen was at Golden Road.
Mm-hmm.
Up the street from where we are right now.
And we've all seen it.
Yes. I've seen that play.
Seen my son's played at Faulkner Park, so that's where I've seen those plays.
But, my son and his teammates weren't making – well, I think I'd probably give him $1 if he got a double or something like this. I'd probably pay him a little bit, they were a lot – these are 10-year-olds and not 28-year-olds who are
Major
making –
Major League baseball.
I'm going, you have got to be kidding me.
I know.
And believe it or not, these dudes are only a game out of first place.
I know, because of their pitching.
They're home tonight against the A's, but their pitching has been pretty good.
I would say they should, have a pretty good chance against the A's, but they just lost the series to the A's.
They got walked off three times.
Last three losses.
Three out of the last four games on a six-game road trip, they got walked off.
Walked off. Because they can't score runs.
Got walked off on Thursday. Did they play on Thursday? Yeah, I think they didn't play on Monday, so they played the A's. Excuse me. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They got walked off Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got walked off. Then they won 2-0 on Friday. Right. Then got walked off Saturday
and Sunday. Yeah, I mean, you can't score runs eventually. It's going to catch up to you, and it's caught up to them over and over again.
And by the way, Josh Jung has a lacerated right index finger, so he Josh says Jung he's going to play tonight. Okay. We'll see.
He's another guy that's always hurt.
So they got, you know, they got. Listen, I don't know if I have enough time to go into all the guys that are right now banged up for various and sundry reasons.
Yes, and Josh is always seems to be.
I still would like to, at some point, be in good enough shape to actually have an oblique injury.
You don't think you have oblique? An oblique?
No, guys that are in good shape have strained obliques.
But you don't even think you have an oblique.
There's a it's in there somewhere, but there's a little too much underneath my armpit right here that, you know, that doesn't need to be there. So I have there is an oblique in there somewhere. I just don't know where it's at.
You haven't been able to feel your oblique.
In order to strain an oblique, you'd have to get past a couple of layers to get there. Okay, so I do not have. I've never had a strained oblique. So I'd love
not
to.
That you can tell
I'd love
anybody.
To be in good enough shape to get a strained oblique. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Whatever the heck that is. Who had that injury? Which one of them was it?
Adonis had it and Langford had it.
Langford had it. That's right, a strained oblique. Well, they're in better shape than I am. So I don't know. I'm just saying. Did the Cowboys have a good draft? Wasn't a sexy draft. 592-5200. Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open. But they had a draft that some are hailing, including our buddy Ross Tucker last time. So it was really good.
Very good draft. I think it's solid. From what I can tell, it's kind of like what Jeff said. I mean, a lot of these guys you don't even recognize. You know, I didn't recognize Booker. I didn't really know him, but apparently he's a pretty good lineman. So.
First round pick Thursday night, Tyler Booker, the Alabama guard. Then Donovan Azraku, the edge rusher from Boston College in round two. Round three, Siobhan Revell, Jr., out of East Carolina, cornerback who has some knee injury, had supposed to be a first round talent who's recovering from a knee injury.
Okay, and his name is Savone.
He does not pronounce the H.
And it's Savone, the long O.
Thank you.
Yes, I heard him talking today. He was going to keep it a surprise, he said, till he got to the league. Savone Revell,
Jr. Yeah. They didn't have fourth round pick. They took Jaden Blue from Texas, who is a flashy player. Doesn't always hold on to the ball.
He will put the ball on the turf.
Round five, also linebacker Shamar James. A tackle in round six, a Johnny Cornelius. Two DTs.
In the seventh round.
In round seven, both with very difficult to pronounce names. And then the Clemson running back, Phil Maffa. So I actually am kind of excited about those two big guys. They're both well north of 300 pounds.
That's some big dudes.
And they need somebody that actually cares about the game other than Mozzie Smith to try to stop the run.
But they are seventh-round picks, so you don't expect – I don't know how much you can expect of those guys.
I don't know. Practice. Who knows?
We'll find out, I guess.
Give me a big body that's hard to move out there. Let the rest of the guys make plays. I want a big dude that can't be moved, that actually likes the game, that wants to play,
Mozzie said
that wants to be
like
good.
Football.
Mozzie says he doesn't even like
football. He just likes hitting people, and he ain't doing that either.
Yeah, and so now that McCarthy's gone, you know, and his safety blanket, I don't know whether Mozzie Smith sticks around much longer or not.
I think this is do or die for him this year. This is it for Mozzie.
3 years is enough. If the dude can't play, get rid of him.
You're
going to
find out this season,
And every time the Cowboys draft somebody from Michigan, doesn't work out very well.
Doesn't quite work out, man.
You know, now the tight end, Ferguson's pretty good.
Well, the Big Ten has tight ends. Yeah. Those tight ends out of the Big Ten seem to always work out for everybody.
But between Taco Charlton and Mozzie Smith.
Where's Taco? He's gone. He's gone.
Selling tacos, I guess. I don't know. What the heck? I mean, who's that was that that old dude Rod? What was Rod Marinelli? That was his idea.
Taco.
Yeah.
I guess he should be selling tacos.
I don't know, man. But on the other hand, I will say this about this was not the so-called sexy draft. Didn't get the big wide receiver addition or whatnot.
Name brand running back.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But I will say this about the draft. You're paying a lot of money for you got a ton of scouts out there. And you've got this personnel department, and they've got this – they always talk about this draft board.
Yeah.
Okay? They do all this scouting. They send everybody these pro days and the combine and do all these interviews with these guys, and they make this board. They rank these prospects. Well, when you get to draft night and you don't use it, what's the point of having it in the first place?
Yeah.
So I don't know what these guys can play.
We really don't, right? And Jerry kind of alluded to that. We have to find out they can play.
But looking at the stats for this kid from Boston College, he was All-American, all Big Ten, had 16 and a half sacks and like 20 tackles for loss. He had a great year last year.
He did. And seems like an all-around good guy, right?
Apparently they were going after character guys, but they had these guys ranked at the top of the board ahead of the wide receivers, Matthew Golden or some of those other guys at 12. So Booker was ranked ahead of them. So if you've got this board, then use it, right?
Apparently they did.
Otherwise, why have it in the
Isaiah
first place?
Isaiah didn't get drafted, did he?
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did. He had some off-field issues. Yeah.
But here's a guy that, might also turn out to be a pretty good NFL player. Yeah. But if you've got the board, use it. If that's what they think, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
You have to give them the benefit of the doubt. It might work out. It might be just fine. I think, to me, again, on paper, from what I know, it looks like a solid draft.
Now, Booker will start at right guard. He'll be a walk-in starter.
Yeah, pretty much has to be.
They needed a cornerback. Savon Revelle Jr. might be that guy. Now, he won't start camp, apparently, at 100%. He's recovering from an ACL problem.
Yeah.
But if he turns out to be good, maybe the Cowboys do the running back committee thing this year. I'm not too fired up about that. But you don't want to do that again. I will say this, that the committee that they put together between the two veterans that included Miles Sanders and this Javonte Williams plus Blue is better than the committee they had last year.
Which didn't last long.
They figured that out. They took Zeke out of the rotation.
Finally went to Rico.
So I think the committee, and then this Phil Maffa, this kid from Clemson.
He might fit in, yeah.
So I think the committee's better.
I think you're right about that. I think that's a good point.
512, 92.1 FM, the team. Rangers play the A's tonight here on the team. And maybe tonight, they better go out and play catch before the game. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm watching that and I'm going, you have got to be kidding me.
Watched it unfold in slow motion pretty much. You knew what was happening, though.
And even they couldn't explain it. I get it. I mean, they didn't mean to do that.
No, they just threw it around the line.
Berger, I'm sure, thought he's going to make a play.
Yeah, they both thought they were going to make a play.
He thought he was going to make a play. He's a great athlete. Figured I can do this. And threw it into the threw it into the right field corner, then threw it into the left field corner. And they turned an inside a bouncing ball in the infield into an inside the park little league home run.
Professional to lose the game. Players.
On top of that. Professional baseball players. 513 on the team. Bob on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Bob, what's up, man? How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine. About you guys?
What's up, Bob?
Well, I'm looking at that draft, and I think it's like anything else. It just depends on what your expectations are, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think this draft is going to take you to the next level and take you to the Super Bowl, or is it kind of a stepping stone to get to the next level? Based on where they were last year, I think the big question mark is that second round draft pick. I'm sitting there looking at that thing. I'm like, holy smokes, Samson's still there from Tennessee. That could be a game changer right there if they were to pick him up, because and I know both. Dak's best years was when Zeke was in his prime. Mm-hmm. Zeke's rookie year, Zeke's second year, when Zeke, before he got that big-ass contract, you and I both know that Dak was best when he had a supporting cast, whether it be Galloway, Lamb, you pick it, Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. They did not do anything, in my opinion, to actually support Dak Prescott in this draft. Give me your thoughts.
Well, they would beg to differ on that. They would tell you that Booker is what Jerry called Dak friendly. Okay, they would beg to differ. I'm not saying you're wrong, Bob. But Jerry him said none other than the great Jerry Jones said this was Dak friendly.
Okay.
Yeah, offensive line aside, I'm talking about the weapons around him.
I agree with you because
we had a good offensive line, even when Dak was young. I mean, let's face it. Yeah. I mean, we had some pretty good guys in their prime, right?
Well, but that was a part of why he was good too, was it not? I would think.
Well, yeah, but again, to my point, who was he throwing to and who was running the ball? He had a lot of good weaponry around him back then, and now he has none other than CeeDee Lamb, correct?
Yep.
I mean, are you telling me that Javonte Williams is going to be your stud running back? Come on.
Well, there,
or this this Mingo kid, or I don't know. I'm not buying into it.
No, I know. I think this team, I'll say this in their defense, that part of the team is a work in progress, and they've said that. I think they're still looking to bring in another wide receiver. But, no, you're right. There's too much CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Now, I will say this about the running back room. Kevin, tell me if you agree or disagree. I think the running back room is better this year than last year. If it's a committee, I'll take Miles Sanders, Javonte Williams, and this Jaden Blue over Zeke. And, who was our guy last year?
Rico
Dowdle.
Yeah.
I'll take these three over those two.
No, I agree with that. I guess we're going to see what happens to that Samson kid in Tennessee. I think they're going to regret not taking him that second round. Yeah.
Okay,
my opinion.
Okay,
probably
will.
Fair enough, Bob. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
I was right in that, and I said this
makes
before.
A good point.
Yeah. Dak's not going to carry a team. He has to have a good run game and a good defense. He needs that supporting cast. And most quarterbacks kind of need that. You know, Patrick Mahomes can do. You know, he can do magic with a lot of that without a lot of that stuff. But yeah, Dak needs all that stuff. So we'll see how this works out. We don't know yet.
But you would say you would agree. You know that I need a supporting cast too, right? I mean, I'm the picture for that. I mean, I'm the poster boy for needing a supporting cast.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that. I was thinking it, but yeah.
Our trivia question. The Cowboys are also signing undrafted free agents, and they've got a great history of signing undrafted free agents. I mean,
they picked up, a couple of receivers, tight ends?
Yeah, they picked up some guys. Okay. But think about the club's history of undrafted free agents. Yeah. Romo. Two Hall of Famers.
That's pretty good.
I mean, Cliff Harris and Drew Pearson were not drafted.
That's pretty good, man.
And one of their other undrafted free agents became a very successful NFL coach. Name him. That is our trivia question this afternoon. And we're going to be giving away a Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse gift card to the first correct caller who hasn't won in the last 30 days at 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. One of the Cowboys' undrafted free agents in their history later became a very successful NFL head coach.
Okay.
That's the question. You think you know who I'm talking about?
Not yet.
592-5200. Mull that one over. And again, yes, Dak needs a supporting cast.
He does, and so do you.
And Kevin is helping me out carrying this show.
I don't know how much support I give, but I'm here.
Kevin's carrying this show. No, I need a lot more than a supporting cast. I need some dudes around me, man.
And you're my that dude.
And you're the dude, man. Come on now, step up. Let's see. You know, we haven't done a cliche day lately, but you got to step up, man.
I got to step. I'm going to give 110% is what I'm going to try to give.
I mean, I want you to. Well, what do they say in the playoffs? You got to. Take your game to the next level.
Yeah, you got and get your game face on.
Yeah, I mean that's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
you got to take your game to the next level.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, how do you do that?
I don't know if you can. Well, what's 110%? Can you give 110%?
I don't think it's physically possible to give 110%.
But I'm going
to
give 110%. And we're going to take one play at a time.
I don't know, man. We haven't done the cliche thing in a while. Maybe it's time to roll that out here.
We should have a cliche day.
Jen Floyd Engel will come up. She hates cliches, so we won't be doing it with her. 519. We're in the Monsieur Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999. It's 519. A lot of nines out there on 92.1 FM, the team.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
Well, I'm telling you about Modular Orange and their ability to create websites for you at a great price. You know, if you're a business owner, your website's certainly important out there. You have to have it. Modular Orange can help you get it out there and keep it updated. So you don't have to worry about that. You worry about your business. Modular Orange websites are written, designed, launched, hosted, secured, and kept up to date for $95 a month with no upfront costs or hidden fees. While you focus on building your business, the Modular Orange team focuses on building your website. They keep it fast and easy with a streamlined process that can have your website live in under 3 weeks. If you're using Facebook as your website, stop that. Don't let them control your online presence. Modular Orange sites ensure your customers can get to you on any device, and they work on all phones, tablets, laptops, every screen size. If you're paying high monthly prices for your website, Let Modular Orange build it on their platform for just $95 a month with no upfront cost. You'll save money and have a working website. The Modular Orange team can also create your logo and branding and provide SEO and digital advertising services as well. Learn more at modularorange.com. That's modularorange.com.
For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in fall and winter and cool in the spring and summer. TDI has also returned to its roots as an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. TDI has now added gas logs and cozy heat fireplaces. It's another perfect way to stay warm in the winter while adding a new look to the inside of your home. Come see their selection of six different ventless logs and six different vented logs in their showroom on 5th Street. TDI is an authorized cozy heat fireplace dealer. They are fireplace experts in both installation and service. East Texas winters and summers can be brutal, but a TDI home will always be comfortable. TDI is offering a $99.95 winter tune-up special. A TDI home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. Now might be the time to let TDI, your local independent train dealer, help you with a train high-efficiency system with zero interest on approved equipment. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. See them at TDIAir.com. That's TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number 8906C.
This is Kevin Simon. Car accidents can be tough. You're injured, your car is totaled, and then you still have to fight the insurance company to cover your losses. I am here with Doug Monsoor of the Monsoor Law Firm. Doug, what is the best way to deal with the insurance company?
The problem with insurance adjusters and companies is they're not there to try and help you, no matter what they say. When they request a statement, what they really want to do is use it against you down the road. They've already got the accident report, so they know what's happened. They know that their insured has messed up and caused the wreck. That's why they're calling you. They're not interested in how well you're doing. They want to pay you less. Don't give the statement. Call us first. We've been helping injured victims navigate the legal process to obtain the maximum compensation for over 20 years. The consultation is always free. You pay nothing just to talk to us.
After a car wreck, you have enough to worry about. So if you need legal representation, call Monsoor Law Firm 24/7 at 903-999-9999.
Monsoor Law Firm, Principal Office, Longview, Texas.
It's the thought that counts. Have you ever said that? Someone gives you a gift and it doesn't quite excite you, but it's the thought that counts. Or maybe you've been the one to give the gift that isn't quite on the mark and you hear, well, it's the thought that counts. It just didn't quite count enough. I'm Judy of Jim's Jewelers. We're of the mind to make the thought really count, which happens when you match your thought with your gift. Well, here's the thought. You want the one you love like crazy to love the gift like crazy. The thought of her wide-eyed with surprise and the gift of new earrings from Jim's Jewelers, well, they match. The thought of your wife shocked on your anniversary and the gift of a brilliant new diamond, they match big time. The thought of what you want to happen when she opens it, the gift from Jim's Jewelers, well, that's the thought that counts. Jim's Jewelers, Old Troop Highway at Golden Road in Tyler, the home of the gift that counts.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
Taps this one to third. And he throws it down the right field line. Robinson's on the move. And he is going to stop. No, now he's going to go to third. Here's the throw. It gets by him. Here comes Ramos. This game is over. The Giants win the game on a little league home run. Tell me you've seen that one before.
Well, not since my oldest son was 10 years old.
There you go. That was the Giants TV guys yesterday. You got to be kidding me.
Rangers.
Come on, man. Welcome back into the Monsoor Law Firm studio. They lost a game yesterday. On a little league home run.
Yeah, and you can see it coming.
It's 524. I got to give the announcers credit. I wouldn't have thought to say that.
Yeah, I mean, but it was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
What?
I'm telling you, the last time I saw that was at Golden Road in Tyler.
That's what it was.
Little League Baseball. And the Rangers pull one of those off. Jen Floyd Ingham will join us here in just a moment. Got another piece of audio I want to play before we talk to Jen as well. A trivia question today. Since then, now they're starting to sign these undrafted free agents. Day after the draft, Cowboys round up some of those guys today. In their history, they've had some really, really good ones.
They have.
Romo, Drew, Cliff Harris, guys like that. This Cowboy undrafted free agent became a very successful NFL coach. For a Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse gift card, on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline, Ted gets first crack at it. Ted, what's up, man? How you doing?
Yes, sir. How y'all Cowboys doing?
Hey, what's up?
We're doing good, man.
All right.
right.
It's going to take me years. It'll take Jason Garrett.
Oh, man.
No.
No, all that's right. Not it.
I think I know this. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate that.
I mean, not a bad guess.
That's not a bad. You know what? Was Garrett an undrafted free agent?
If he was, then.
Ted, hang on. Don't run off, because that's not the answer I'm looking for. But that's also a good guess.
Was he undrafted?
I got to check that out. Right. Hey, let's get Ted's information, because I might send him a gift card too, just on general principle, because that's a very good guess. Not the answer I'm looking for, because this guy was even more successful than Garrett.
Okay.
But we may have double winners today.
All right.
Because that's not the answer I'm looking for, but on the other hand, it sounds good. I think Garrett originally may have signed with somebody else and came to the Cowboys. I don't think he was an original Cowboys signee. But in the meantime, Don on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Who else am I talking about, Don?
Hey, gentlemen, I think it might be Dan Reeves.
It is Dan Reeves,
okay.
Who is definitely a Cowboy. I'm Googling Jason Garrett, but it absolutely Dan Reeves, who went to the Super Bowl with the Broncos and the Falcons. Never won it, but he took two different teams to the Super Bowl.
He did that.
Absolutely.
Had a great career. Passed away a few years ago.
He did.
But he was a Cowboy. Yeah. He's the guy who threw the halfback option pass in the Ice Bowl.
Yeah. And I think he was actually a third-string quarterback for a while.
He was.
Back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great bet. I am looking. I am very intrigued. Garrett was a so we're going to give Ted credit.
Yeah.
But even though Garrett was undrafted, he was really signed by the Saints, not the Cowboys.
But he was undrafted.
But he was an undrafted free agent, not a Cowboy undrafted free agent. Yeah. So he's right and he's wrong. So we're going to have two winners today because I like Ted's thinking.
Yeah.
So, but in addition to that, we got Don, who is a winner, who nailed it. What else on your mind today, Don?
I'm just trying to figure out what happened to Shador. What's your guys thinking on that?
We think Shador.
I think Shador, there's a whole lot that goes into it, right? I think he was overhyped, part of it. He's not as good as, I mean, they were making him out to be. But there's also some baggage with Deion and him, his attitude, as part of the problem.
Apparently, he didn't impress everybody. But since then, he has been. Said all the right things.
Even after that kid pranked him
and made the prank phone call, he said, it's okay. People make mistakes.
Well, he's been humbled, I guess. But, he's said all the right things since the draft.
I think the kid can play. Now, can he play at that level? I don't know.
That's the question. And they didn't want to take a chance on it.
Don, appreciate the call. Let's put Don on hold. So we're going to do two winners today,
right.
Ted and Don. And because it's Monday and I'm in a giving mood today.
All right.
It's 528, 92.1 FM, the team. So speaking of drama over the weekend, on Saturday, finally, after all the speculation, this happened.
The Seattle Seahawks have traded the 144th pick to the Cleveland Browns. With the 144th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Shador Sanders, quarterback, Colorado. Wow.
Okay, the Browns.
How many times did they pass on him? Like three or four times. What it got to him.
528, Jen Floyd Engel joins us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Jen, what do you think about all that?
All of this stuff, Jen.
Listen, I absolutely think this kid had a dad problem. Because he needed to be humbled. If you are good enough, so it's two things, right? I think you guys had two out of the three. One was, he was probably a little overhyped. They saw some things on film, right? Because I don't care who you are. If you're good enough, teams won't pass on you. And then the second thing is, can you imagine being a coach that has Shador on your team? And every week you have to deal with, why didn't they do this? Why didn't they put him in here? Why did they run that? It would be a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And the fact he wound up at the Browns, right? Like, not only you pass that far, but you get passed to the Browns, and you land on the Browns, has to feel like a double whammy. listen, guys, it's his dad. That's a huge part of it, because there are tons of guys who are going to roll into training camps here, roll in, pre-mini camps here with a big ego that, isn't fully in check. And some of that, too, right? Like, think about it. Even in the last 3 years, how much it's changed. These college kids have way more power than they ever did. Mm-hmm. So I think the NFL's already dealing with that. Then you have a kid who's got a big ego. Oh, by the way, then you have a dad who is going to be a pain in your butt from start to finish. Mm-hmm. It was just too much baggage to take on and overcome.
Well, now that he was taken on day three, does that lessen the pressure, in your opinion?
No, Deion is going to Deion, and I know we all have different perspectives. Deion Sanders, in my mind, is one of the biggest frauds in all of the NFL. Mm. He could play. He had some skill. But it was always about Deion, right? Like, we talk about how much we love team guys, and it was always about Deion. It's about Deion as he's coaching. It's about Deion with his kids. It's always about Deion. If you ever want to know what's driving this with Deion Sanders, he himself and I, that is his whole focus, and I wouldn't want him on my team. Listen, you know how much Jerry loves the old Cowboys, the Stars, the Deons, the Michaels? Mm-hmm. It says something to me that even crazy Jerry is like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, yeah. And he apparently likes Deion personally, right, too, does he not?
Oh, 100%. But he also knows the drama. You guys started that. The draft was drama. Why is he falling? All the reasons, right? Like, kids fall every year. Why was he pranked? It must be about race. It must be about his ego. It must be about this. That kid last year, the white safety, he got pranked, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's always drama with him. It can't just be because he's Deion's son. And frankly, I think it's probably hard on Shador, too. He can't just show up and be like, I'm going to prove everybody wrong. It's Deion's son's going to prove everybody wrong.
Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, now he's a fifth-round pick. And he's
going
in that.
Going to Cleveland.
They got a bunch of quarterbacks there, including Joe Flacco.
And Dylan Gabriel, who they picked ahead of Shador.
Yeah. And Kenny Pickett.
They got a bunch of dudes. And Deshaun. Massage man.
How about a room with Shador Sanders and Deshaun Watson? Who has the most masseuses, I guess, they can compare notes on that, right?
Oh, now, don't do that to poor Sanders. Come on, man. Like, the kid's got an ego. The other half of that pie, he has real baggage. Like, baggage he put on his back because, I mean, and possibly one of the worst, you know, deals ever, right? Like, only the Browns could do that. In fact, if I'm Shador and I'm sitting in that quarterback room, I'm like, wait, they think I belong in this group? I'm obviously on the wrong team, and obviously I did something wrong in that whole pre-draft roll-up because this should not be the group of people I'm with.
Ever been to a Little League baseball game, Jen?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I've been to my share of Little League baseball games. I enjoy them. Why?
I just said, well, the Rangers had a Little League moment yesterday. You seen that?
I missed this. What happened with the Rangers? I mean, I could see the Rangers having a Little League moment. In fact, I've covered some Ranger Little League moments, but I did not see yesterday.
Well, bottom of the ninth inning, they're playing the Giants. The game is tied 2-2. They're in San Francisco. I tell you what, let's play the highlight again. Let's play the clip one more time. This was do we want to play Eric's? Hey, let's play Eric's more time. Eric's call better. Isaac, play 3 Rangers 4-2-8 for Jen so she can hear it. Here we go. Here's Eric Nadel's call. This is the bottom of the ninth inning. Nobody out.
2-2
in a 2-2 ball game. Go ahead and play that for us, Isaac, if you will.
And he swings, hits a dribbler, third base side, tough chance. Jackson barehands, throws wild, and throws it down the right field line. Ramos on his way to second base, and he will turn for third. Here's the long throw to third. He's safe at third. The ball gets away. He's headed for the plate, and he scores without a throw. And the Giants have won it on a walk-off Little League home run. On a dribbler that went about 45 feet between the mound and the third baseline, the Giants win the ball game. The Giants have won it 3-2. Kids, don't try this at home.
All right, Jen. Last time I saw that, I was watching my son's Little League game at Golden Road here in Tyler. Okay, last time I saw that happen, they made 2 throwing errors. Guy hit an infield hit.
Got a little dribbler,
and they made him. He got an inside-the-park home run out of it. How about that?
Yeah, that feels a little bit like, you know, sometimes those feel-good stories where you have a kid who either hasn't played or has some sort of disability, and so you kind of like make sure he's able to score.
Right.
Maybe the Rangers were just trying to do something like that, but that definitely has some Little League Field of Dreams kind of thing going on. I mean, those are the worst. Like, how embarrassing is that? Like, there are ways to lose that are bad, that feel bad. Yeah. That should feel embarrassing.
That's bad.
I don't know. You've raised a girl, and I don't know how much sports she's played, but
she's a tennis player, right?
You ever had one of those kind of moments watching tennis?
No. And listen, I've raised her on the, you know, Bill Parcells, Deion Sanders. Like, if you're out there, you're trying to win. And she's played field hockey, soccer, tennis. She's done some running, did a 10K. Like, If you step onto the field, you're trying to win.
There you go.
You are absolutely trying to win. And, you know, it's one thing if you lose to someone better. That happens to all of us. That's sport. But if you have two throwing errors to help to beat yourself, that's on you.
By the way, how's driving going for him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. She loves it. You know, like, some of these 16-year-olds don't want to drive. She loves it. She would drive everywhere. And she's actually a pretty good driver. But, I mean, you guys know. You guys are on the highways and byways. The problem anymore isn't you. Yeah. It's the people around you. Where you literally are driving past someone thinking, what are they doing? And you go to, like, make eye contact with them. And you see they're looking down at their phone, onto their lap, putting on makeup, whatever. There are people doing things. I think they have driverless cars, and I'm like, no, no, no. You're supposed to be driving your car. You're in charge of your car.
Have you bought her the big sports car yet?
No. After this, you know what she really wanted, and we didn't get her a brand new one, but we went with a Ford Bronco. And
okay.
I guess this is really popular among that age. And, I mean, you would have thought we bought her, like, you know, a Maserati or a Tesla. She loves it. She thinks it's great.
Okay.
Buy American. We're on Team Buy America.
So Broncos are coming back. That's the OJ, the juice out of Broncos. The Broncos.
You didn't get her a white Ford Bronco, did you?
Now, why did you guys have to go there? Like, that's a bad omen, right? I definitely don't need her driving down the highway.
Well, but they were driving slow, though.
Yeah, it was a slow speed chase.
Yeah, but they were going slow because he had just double murdered somebody. I mean, there's a lot of backstory to that driving down the highway. Yeah, it wasn't like just two guys going, you know what? I'm going to let this L.A. traffic go around me. I'm going to be cool. Like, man.
Jen, don't you just love listening? Every time Jerry does a news conference, I just can't help myself. I love listening to this guy talk. Don't you?
And here's the deal. This is also what I love about Jerry. You ever walk up to people and you say, how are you? And immediately it's a litany of what's wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, just getting by. Jerry Jones, no matter what's happening, I'm great. It's fantastic. Everything's great. Had to draft another guard because, well, obviously we bombed on our pick last year. We got to move our guard over to tackle. But everything's great. Everything's well. We need a wide receiver. We didn't get one, but that's okay. Everything's fantastic, right? Like, that's what I love about Jerry. No matter how bad it is in Cowboys land, he's got a spin for you. He has got a way to make it sound like not only did they draft a guard, they drafted the best guard in the history of guards. It doesn't get any better. Nobody has guarded better than this guard. You know, that's what I love about Jerry. And, you know, the problem is after about 20 or so years, those press conferences, you kind of go, man, is he going to get me again? But I tell you, even though I know better, I sometimes still fall for it.
Yeah. Oh, I do. Yeah. Oh, I love listening to him talk. All right, Jim, we're out of time. We'll see you later. Jim. See you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
I make no bones about it. I'm fascinated listening to Jerry talk.
I know you do.
And he's right. She's right. I mean, Jerry never has a bad day. I mean,
which
really,
is great. Right?
I mean, even when they lose, you know, he faces the music most of the time.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the team.
Attitude is great.
It's just that the owner probably shouldn't be doing it, but except he's the general manager,
too.
There you go. And if you're coaching that team, you talk about Deion being a distraction.
Prime
you've got to deal with. That's one of the – I mean, can you imagine the Cowboys having Shedeur Sanders there, too?
No, that's what I said.
I mean, a coach having to deal with Jerry on Tuesday morning on the radio every week and then having Shedeur Sanders as your backup quarterback.
And probably having to deal with prime time.
And he sounds like, actually, I've liked what he said since then.
He's been – I think he's saying all the right things
since the
draft. Right.
So – maybe a pretty good kid. Maybe I don't
think he's a bad kid, but I do think he's, you know, a little too cocky.
But, you know, and if his name were Shedeur Wilson, might be a different story.
I think he's a little too cocky. And so maybe this draft did humble him a little bit. He's sitting right now saying all the right things.
5:39. We are in the Mansour Law Firm studio. Mansour Law, if you're hurting a wreck, call
903-999-9999.
On 92.1 FM, The Team.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team. When you're a caregiver, you give all of yourself to those who depend on you. But sometimes even caregivers need a break, which is why respite care options are available. Respite Care offers assistance through child daycare or adult daycare, in-home or overnight services, allowing caregivers the opportunity to rest and recharge. Taking this time for yourself is essential because when you rest, you care best. Explore resources at TakeTimeTexas.org and learn how you can strengthen the care you give through well-deserved respite.
Brought to you by Texas Health and Human Services.
You've built it, you're proud of it, but is there still something missing to give your home that extra sparkle inside or outside? Well, that's the special touch that 110 Welding can provide, like accents in ornamental iron and custom welding. It could be the first look curb appeal that a wrought iron front door, entrance gate, or outside fence can add. Inside, maybe a wrought iron balcony, an ornamental iron banister on a curving stairway, or a handmade table with custom wood, glass, marble, or granite. Follow the lead of many local contractors, builders, and remodelers, and let 110 Welding add that special missing piece. On the web at 110welding.com. That's O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com. Creating beauty and elegance that'll last a lifetime. 110 Welding, where security is a beautiful thing. Highway 110 between Tyler and White House, and on the web at 110welding.com. That's O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com. 110 Welding, O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com.
I told him, I don't know what you're doing, but I like it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy. That's good.
Hey, have you ever seen him in person?
Nope, but I wish I could.
Hey, you know what I just saw?
What?
If you open a savings account with Southside Bank, you're entered to win two tickets to see Nate Bargatze. And it only takes 5 minutes at southside.com/savings.
Dude, I'm going there right now.
No purchase necessary. View official rules at southside.com/savings/sweepstakes. Southside Bank, member FDIC.
Gouldsby Tire Service is more than just tires. Gouldsby is a full service center for everything your vehicle needs. Celebrating 70 years, Gouldsby Tire Service is a third generation family owned business. Now let's talk tires. Gouldsby has everything from ATV and lawn and garden tires to passenger and light truck tires. They even have tractor trailer tires, including Bandag retreads. Gouldsby stocks both new and nearly new passenger and light truck tires in many sizes at discount prices. If you need new tires and need some help, Gouldsby Tire Service can get you rolling for only $39 down. Now let's talk service. There are two certified mechanics and a full-service mechanical shop for alignments, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, and front-end suspension. In April, Gouldsby Tire Service celebrates Brian Thompson's quarter century of exceptional service. 70 years of quality, trust, and service. Gouldsby Tire Service, 1 mile inside the loop on Highway 271. Gouldsby Tire. That's GouldsbyTire.com. Gouldsby Tire Service.
Hi, Patrick from Group M7. Happy birthday to Group M7 and cheers to 3 decades of digital evolution, and Group M7 has been there every step of the way. Since 1995, we've helped hundreds of East Texas businesses. While other agencies come and go, our roots run deep. The secret to our longevity? It's simple. We do everything in-house, from custom website design to strategic marketing. No outsourcing, no shortcuts, just 30 years of proven expertise working for your business. You're getting a full in-house creative team, not freelancers scattered across time zones. A partner with 30 years of proven success, not a startup learning at your expense. Best of all, you get a neighbor who knows and invests in your community. When you choose Group M7, you're not just getting a website, you're getting a partner who understands your story and how to tell it to the world. Why trust your digital presence to anyone else? Group M7, your trusted digital partner since before Google. Visit groupm7.com and put our experience to work for you.
Legendary Tex-Mex cuisine at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials like Thursdays with the $9.99 enchilada plate, Mercados in Tyler and Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale, and order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
With the 225th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Keaton Crawford, defensive back, Nevada.
There you go. Former Tyler Highline Keaton Crawford got drafted over the weekend in the 7th round by the Arizona Cardinals.
Got to make the most of his opportunity. He gets a shot, so let's see if we can get it done.
Back in the Monsieur Law Firm studio, the lines open on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. How the Cowboys do in the draft, in your opinion? 592-5200, Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. The Cowboys have signed a number of undrafted free agents, and speaking of guys with local ties, Bruce Harmon, a cornerback from Stephen F. Austin, a graduate of Rockwall Heath. Yeah. That meant we saw him play in high school. He played played six seasons of college football. Six seasons at SFA. Wow. So he was hurt. I guess went through COVID. All of that. He wound up playing. He ran a 4.44 and a 4.23 shuttle during his career. And he is listed as a cornerback, and he's one of the undrafted Cowboy free agents.
Okay.
Six seasons at Stephen F. Austin.
That's a lot of
college football. Right there. But again, that's, you know, remember, everybody got a free year with COVID. COVID,
yeah, everybody got a COVID year.
And then you get a, let's say you get, you know, you get hurt, you get your eligibility back there. So you got guys, Tyler Shuck's like 35 years old.
Yeah, he's been around a long time.
I'm just kidding.
No, he's been around a long
time.
He's
in his mid 20s. Yeah. And has played for like three or four, including Texas Tech.
He was at Texas Tech.
Yes, but he played
hurt, though.
Wound up with Louisville this year, and he was drafted. He was the third quarterback taken off the board over the weekend.
It wasn't a great quarterback draft, and we talked about Quinn Ewers being the last quarterback drafted out of all of them. So we'll see how these guys pan out.
Anyway, so the Cowboys, again, they have a long history of undrafted free agents who have done well. So that's something to keep an eye on. They have an eye for undrafted free agents.
They do.
Ranger numbers. Even though they lost in ugly, ugly fashion yesterday, they still lost 4 out of 6 on this road trip, or walked off 3 times and still aren't hitting the ball.
They are not.
They ranked dead last in Major League Baseball in runs scored.
Yep.
Second to worst in on-base percentage.
That ain't good.
Sixth worst in batting average at .225. And sixth worst in OPS through 28 ball games. Yet they're 15-13.
They're still 2 games over .500.
And a game out of first place because pitching has been good.
Pitching's been pretty good. It's been holding up.
And they've called veteran Dane Dunning back to the bigs today.
Okay. All right, Dane.
Dane didn't make the club at out of spring training, went to Round Rock, and has been there. And, again, he is the winningest pitcher in the history of Globe Life Field so far with 18 wins and a big part of their World Series championship.
And I like Dane Dunning.
Twice he's been pitcher of the year. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he is.
And he's back up with the big club for however long. They need him.
Yeah.
And that's why they kept him, because they knew they would need him.
They knew. They absolutely. You can never have enough pitching.
And because everybody's getting hurt, and like I keep telling Kevin and you guys, I'd like to be in good enough shape to have an oblique injury.
I think you have one.
There is one in there somewhere, but it's hidden under other stuff right now.
Layers.
But I would love to be in good enough shape to have an oblique injury, a strained oblique. To know what one feels like, because guys like me generally don't get oblique injuries.
You don't get
injuries.
To strain your oblique.
I don't get to strain my oblique, whatever the heck that is.
I mean, it sounds painful.
Yeah.
But apparently you don't think you have one.
I don't. I think theoretically I do. In theory, I do. But I've heard that term, and one of the Rangers had the oblique. I think Wyatt Langford.
He had it, and Adolis had it.
And Adolis had it, a strained oblique. Those guys are in better
shape.
Those
are athletes.
Than I am. That's what happens when you're in good shape.
Okay.
You get a strained oblique. And so, anyway, Dane Dunning is back up with the big club for tonight's game. He will not start. They're going to run Patrick Corbin out there tonight.
Is he going to bat?
Against the Athletics.
Because that's what they need.
Yeah. Can he hit?
Yeah, can he hit?
We'll put him in the six. We'll put him in the three hole tonight.
Boy.
Wyatt Langford's having an all-star caliber season already, though, and now the Rangers need more tonight. They're home this week against the A's and the Mariners. It's 5:48. We're in the Mansour Law Firm studio. If you're hurting a wreck, call 903-999-9999 on 92.1 FM, The Team.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.
Love the name of this week's Pratt Modular Homes highlight home we're talking about. It's called The Altitude. How about that? A modern manufactured home designed for comfort and efficiency and versatility. 1,699 square feet of living space. It's ideal for families or anyone seeking a spacious, practical layout. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, open concept living and dining areas, modern kitchen with an island, walk-in pantry, dedicated tech space for work or study, spacious primary suite, walk-in closet, an in-suite bath, and large utility room with extra storage. The heart of the Altitude is the open living room. We know about how well these homes are made, and boy, they have all of that. The primary bedroom is set apart for privacy and includes a large walk-in closet. Two and three bedrooms are located on the opposite side of the home from the master, each with easy access to a second full bathroom, and I could go on and on. And premium features for only $106 a square foot and very well built. Pratt Modular Homes on the East Loop near Front Street in Tyner. Love talking about Pratt Modular Homes, and you can find them, schedule an appointment, or see these homes online at PrattModularHomes.com. That's PrattModularHomes.com. A Tyler legend is now open on Sunday. Manny's Tex-Mex Cafe, 5th and Beckham. Great Mexican food, the best margaritas in East Texas, and sports. Manny's is now open 7 days a week. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 to 7, and all day long on Sunday. Try the patio. Manny's is now open on Sunday, and it's a great place to watch the games, enjoy the food, and their legendary margaritas. In the Midtown Center, 5th and Beckham, Tyler. The word concrete has come to stand for a lot more than just the product used to build roads, bridges, walls, and buildings. If something's set in concrete, you think solid, safe, and stable. Hi, Bill Coates. At Montrose Concrete, this material becomes an art. They solved a drainage issue at my home. At your home, Montrose Concrete can shape, design, and color this versatile product to fit your lifestyle of driveways, patios, decorative walls, floors, pool decks, and much more. Your imagination is really the only limit. Montrose Concrete is over 40 years experience. They are a licensed and bonded master craftsman, creating functional and aesthetic solutions for and including projects like residential, commercial concrete, light industrial, concrete restoration and repair. Concrete lasts longer and looks spectacular. See their gallery on Facebook at Montrose Concrete Inc. or montroseconcrete.com. MONTROSEconcrete.com. Montrose Concrete.
Let's face it, people want more for their money. And that's exactly what you get at Orr GMC in Longview when you let us exceed your expectations. Get more savings, get more selection, get more satisfaction. And right now is a great time to get more for your money with Texas Size Savings on our Texas Size selection of new Orr GMC Sierras, Canyons, Yukons, Acadias, and all the other great Orr GMC new and certified pre-owned values. And at Orr GMC, you'll always be treated with family and Texas values while shopping in our friendly, hassle-free environment. So let us exceed your expectations with more savings, more selection, and more satisfaction at Orr GMC in Longview, where we are professional grade. For more, please visit GMClongview.com. That's GMClongview.com. Or come see us at 400 North Spur 63 in Longview.
Hey guys, have a cough, a fever, don't feel good, don't have time to sit in a waiting room? For less than you may spend every day at Starbucks, you can get immediate personal attention with Concierge Med Tyler. Board certified family nurse practitioner Rendell Northcutt is on call 24/7 in person or by phone at any time you have a healthcare need. No copay, no deductible. They're not a big box organization. They're hometown. You get white glove treatment, including weight loss and hormone therapy. If you've been putting off an annual physical or dealing with a nagging health problem because you don't have time to cool your heels in the doctor's office or the urgent care waiting room, there might be a better way. For one low monthly price, Concierge Med Tyler is available in person or by phone at any time you have a healthcare need. ConciergeMedTyler.com. Healthcare on your schedule. ConciergeMedTyler.com.
All Sports Radio, The Team, 92.1 FM. You're on The Team.
Bottom 9-2-2 with Ramos leading off for the Giants.
Ramos has been on base twice, and he hits a soft bouncer past the mound. Off the third base side, Jackson, he barehands it and throws it away at first. It goes right on by Berger and down the right field line. And now Ramos around second, heading for third. The throw, it goes wild. It goes over to the sidewall. He jumps up. He heads home. And the game is over. It's a Little League home run.
Giants Radio Network.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good call, too. But, yes, it was a Little League home run.
Rangers will try to turn that around and move on after that embarrassing loss to the Giants yesterday and play the A's tonight here on the team.
Can you come back from something like this? Can you?
Yeah. I mean, they say that Look,
Corbin's pitching tonight.
Yeah, Corbin's pitching tonight. We'll see. I mean, but yeah.
He won the only game they beat the A's in Sacramento, so maybe they can get back.
5:54 as we wind it down in the Mansour Law Firm studio. They've got Corbin tonight. They play the Oakland. I keep wanting to say that. The Athletics, whoever the heck they are, the Vegas A's, the Sacramento A's.
The A's, I guess.
The A's, the Athletics. Yeah. To start a series that will also include the Mariners this weekend.
Yeah, they got a tough stretch coming up. Boston's coming up too.
Yeah, so anyway, the Rangers are home and they're playing tonight, trying to recover from last night's yesterday's debacle in San Fran. And we've got that game right here on 92.1 FM, the team and the team sports radio mobile app. Mickey will join us coming up tomorrow afternoon. The NBA tonight, playoff games include the Cavaliers at the Heat, Cleveland trying to sweep that series, the Rockets and the Warriors. In Golden State, with Golden State up 2-1. And in the National Hockey League playoffs tonight, the Stars will host the Avalanche. Dallas has had a hard time winning at home. That series is tied 2-2. And the Stars trying to knock off the Colorado Avalanche in the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Again, Ranger baseball coming up tonight, 6:30 pregame for a 7:05 first pitch in Arlington. And we'll be back. Mickey will join us in your calls on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline Sports Talk tomorrow at 4 for Isaac and Kevin. I'm Bill Coates. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
When you're a caregiver, you give all of yourself to those who depend on you. But sometimes even caregivers need a break, which is why respite care options are available. Respite care offers assistance through child daycare or adult daycare, in-home or overnight services, allowing caregivers the opportunity to rest and recharge. Taking this time for yourself is essential because when you rest, you care best. Explore resources at TakeTimeTexas.org and learn how you can strengthen the care you give through well-deserved respite.
Brought to you by Texas Health and Human Services.
At Biggs & Greenslade, when we say maximize your recovery, we're not just talking about monetary compensation.
We're talking about making the most complete physical recovery, getting back to the people and things you love, and making the most of the time that you've been given.
There's nothing more rewarding to me than helping others.
Not just seeing them survive, but being able to help them thrive.
That's what maximizing your recovery means to us.
Principal office in Tyler, Texas, bglawtexas.com. Hello, fans. Citizens First Bank wants to be part of your winning team. They appreciate the value of loyal fans who always support their team. And at Citizens First, you'll always talk to a real person who knows your name and is willing to assist you with any of your banking needs. The Citizens First Bank team includes a reliable staff that's ready to put you first. From personal and business online banking to remote deposit capture, they offer the latest in new account technology that'll keep you and your business in the game and save you valuable time. Come and see what it's like to do business with an A-rated bank. Citizens First Bank will help you score a touchdown and put points on your financial scoreboard. Citizens First Bank on the Southeast Loop in Tyler, in Jacksonville, Rusk, and Nacogdoches. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and on the web at citizensfirstbank.com. That's Citizens, the number one, STBank.com. Citizensfirstbank.com.
The key to long life from your expensive septic system is regular professional maintenance.
It's a pay me now or pay me later type deal.
That's Joey Ridgel. He owns Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation.
And what I mean by that is if you don't routinely service that system or you're not getting that tank pumped out on the conventional septic system, if you wait till there is a problem, then it's too late and it's going to wind up costing you more money.
When it comes to maintaining anything at your home, you expect expertise and competence. You should also expect great customer service.
My team, the employees, set us apart. We have a great supporting staff. We got a wonderful office staff. And between myself and two other employees, we got about 100 years experience between three of us.
Septic system design, installation, and maintenance. Joey Ridgel Septic and Sanitation is the best in East Texas. See them online at joeyridgelsepticservice.com. RIDGLE, joeyridgelsepticservice.com.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from...
We can be twinsies!
...to...
Power shopping. Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Accounts subject to approval. Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
At Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I named my boat Sure Don't. Get it? The other day when my friend said, "Hey, Larry, you want to head back in? It looks like it might rain." I said, "Sure Don't." I guess they didn't get it because they didn't laugh.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it by insuring it with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
This is The Team, 92.1 FM, KRWR Tyler. Sports Talk with Bill Coates, 4 to 6. You're on The